you turn with me, please, to 2 Kings chapter 20. 2 Kings chapter 20. I've entitled this message, Asking Appropriately. And we'll start reading here in 2 Kings chapter 20 and verse 1. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sorely. And it came to pass, for Isaiah was gone out unto the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go out up into the house of the Lord. And I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. And Isaiah said, Take a lump of figs. And they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. And Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, What shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I shall go up into the house of the Lord the third day? And Isaiah said, The sign shall thou have of the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing that he hath spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees, or go back 10 degrees? And Hezekiah answered, It is a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees, nay, but let the shadow return backward 10 degrees. And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it had gone down in the dial of Ahaz. And then down in verse 14, the Babylonians had come there to the town, and they said, Then came Isaiah the prophet unto Hezekiah, and said unto him, What saith these men, and from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, They are come from a far country, even from Babylon. And he said, What have they seen in thy house? And Hezekiah answered, All the things that are in my house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not showed them. And Isaiah said unto Hezekiah, Hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days come that all that is in thy house and that which is thy father's have laid up in store unto this day shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. And of thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then said Hezekiah unto Isaiah, Good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. And he said, Is it not good if peace and truth be in my days? Keep a finger there and go with me over to Chronicles, 2 Chronicles. Chapter 32, 2 Chronicles chapter 32, and we'll start in verse 23. 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 23. And many brought gifts unto the Lord to Jerusalem and presents to Hezekiah, king of Judah, so that he was magnified in the sight of all the nations from henceforth. In those days Hezekiah was sick to the death, and prayed unto the Lord, and he spoke unto him, and he gave him a sign. But Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him, for his heart was lifted up. Therefore there was wrath upon him and upon Judah and Jerusalem. Notwithstanding, Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart, both he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of the Lord came not upon them in the days of Hezekiah. Then down in verse 31. Howbeit is the business of the ambassadors of the prince of Babylon, who sent unto him inquire of the wonder that was done in the land. God left him to try him, that he might know all that was in his heart. Go back to 2 Kings. Here was a man who saw God do wonderful things. in his life. Wonderful things. And now he's sick. Sick unto death, it says. And God says, put your house in order. And he didn't like that. He didn't like to hear that from the Lord, did he? So he cries unto the Lord, and the Lord answers him and gives him 15 years. But you know, the Lord gave him 15 years not to show off his palace, but to talk of the wonders of God, right? I mean, when the Babylonians came into him, he wasn't to show them that the great extent of his riches, but say, look, God healed me. The God of heaven is still alive. He still heals. But no, it says that, you know, it's interesting. I didn't have to come up with it. It says it over in there in Chronicles that his heart was lifted up. A couple things come to my mind as I go over this. When we pray, we need to ask appropriately. Hezekiah didn't use wisely 15 years that God gave him, did he? No, he got lifted up. He got full of pride. That's the one thing, on the one hand. He should have been speaking about the Lord in those extra 15 years. And he was amassing, if you read more of the story, he was amassing goods that he wasn't going to take with him. But there's another thing too, is he cared more about himself, didn't he? If you look at that verse, verse 18 of 2 Kings chapter 20. And of thy sons that thou shalt issue from thee, which thou hast beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then said Hezekiah unto Isaiah, good is the word of the Lord? Good is the word of the Lord? They're gonna take my kids, and they're going to take them into Babylon. They're going to make eunuchs out of them. But it's okay, Lord. Good word. That means, you know, and it doesn't come out very well, very good in the end of verse 19. I'll read what it says in another translation. Will there not be peace and security in my lifetime? As long as I have peace and security in my lifetime, what happens to my kids, who cares? Who is he thinking about? God answered his prayer, not for him to use it for himself, but to use it to bring glory to God. Did he do that? No, he didn't. He looked at himself, didn't he? And how do we ask God? You know, the Lord Jesus Christ, on the day he was going to be crucified, Father, if it's thy will, take this cup from me. What did he say? Not my will, but thy will be done. And it's interesting, as we get close to death like this saint did, it's tough to make decisions. And, you know, he could have had a good 15 years. He really could have had a good 15 years. But he got full of pride. And that leads us to another situation. Has it happened to you that when you pray and God answers prayer, that you get full of pride? Does that ever happen to you? It sure has happened to me. God answers my prayers. Wow! And then people start coming to you and say, you want to pray for this? Because God listens to you, as if God didn't listen to them. God does listen to all of us as his children. Nobody has a hotline. But the point is, all of a sudden, the issue here is we got to be careful that there is no pride, because it's God who receives the glory in answered prayer, isn't it? And as people come and ask, we don't look at ourselves and say, God is the one who answers those prayers. So we ask appropriately. We get the answers of asking appropriately, and we have to give the glory to who glory is due. In this case, it's God. So let's keep that in mind as we enter into the throne room. Let's pray. Father, this evening we thank you that we can be reminded again of this great man of God, Hezekiah. We thank you for the mighty things that were done through him. But Lord, we look at this sadness in the end of his life. And Father, we pray for our own lives. That Lord, you would protect us from finishing up poorly in our lives. That truly our lives would be lives that would bring you the glory and the honor. And Father, as we enter into that throne room tonight, as a congregation of your people, we ask for humbleness of heart. We would ask for brokenness and contriteness of heart. We would ask that our hearts would be confessed up, Lord, that the things that would hinder us from entering into that throne room, Lord, you would clean. But Lord, we also recognize that there's this difficulty as we see answer to prayer, that our hearts could be lifted up. Father, protect us tonight, that our hearts would not be lifted up, that we would have the humbleness there to recognize that it's God who answers prayer. It's God's work and not our work. So Lord, guide us in this time, we pray, that truly you would receive all the glory and the honor tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.